The last sentence that we hear in the gospel today, or almost the last sentence, "Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no," is a very powerful saying of Jesus that puts us in a place of decision always in our lives. Jesus invites us to be his disciples, and he says, "Let your yes mean yes or your no mean no in following him." And ultimately, what that means is our yes says that I will follow you in all places, in all things, and at all times, even when it's hard, even when it's a place I don't want to go, even when it's something that I don't want to do, I will follow you. In the same way, we are also called to say no to those things that lead us away from God, to say no to those things that tempt us to break relationships. All of those sins that Jesus goes through leading up to this, let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. Be the person that God created you to be. And that's hard to do. Trust me. You guys know it well. It is hard to do. And yet we are called to share in this journey of discipleship, this journey, this pilgrimage of life that invites us into that relationship with God and, of course, his holy church, the people of God on earth. And so today, my yes must be my yes. And one of the yeses I said almost 12 years ago now when I placed my hands inside the bishop's hands is that I would be obedient. And part of that obedience is celebrating this Sunday. It happens every year. And as you came in, you might have noticed those envelopes sitting at the end of the pews. Today is the day that we talk about the annual diocesan appeal, the bishop's appeal, asking you for support. And so my yes is an obedient son talking to you about this. But it is a joyous talk also, because I understand the importance of the work that we do as a diocese, as a greater church. Because too often we can begin to focus inwardly and see only what's happening here. I often can get so focused on what's going on in our parish and stay up late, worry, spend sleepless nights, all those other things that I tend to do, and get so focused here that I miss the good news, the blessings that surround us in our greater church. Because if we simply focus on our little community here in Campbell, St. Lucie's, and do not seek to be connected with the greater church around us, then we fail to enter into that greater yes that God invites us to share with the world, with him. That yes of saying, I am a brother and sister to all people, in all places, in all times, and I pray and will support them to the best of my ability and what I can do here at this place, at this time, sharing my gifts of time, talent, and treasure. And of course, the annual diocesan appeal, the bishop's appeal, the ADA, is a seeking of the gift of your treasure. A seeking of the gift of your treasure to support the many ministries that our diocese does, that our diocese shares with the church around us. And we see that almost every month, right, when we have these special collections, where we are asked to share of our treasure with many ministries throughout the world, with Peter's Pen, sharing with the ministry of our Holy Father Francis, with the collections for CRS, for aid to the Church in Africa, Central America, and other places that are the bishops of the United States' outreach to the world to share what God has blessed us with here with all the people around the world. And it does also those special collections we have that help us to help those who are suffering from disasters, from war-torn areas, and all those other things that we do. Recently, during Catholic School Weeks, our parish school did that through a special project, a special prayer service, reaching out to the people of Syria, especially the children of Syria, who are affected so much by the war and the violence that is going on there. A couple weeks of also, we sent a few of our junior high students to a retreat with junior high students from many parishes throughout the diocese. Once again, connecting with the greater church in an understanding that as we connect with them, we grow in our faith and our understanding of how God wants us to share of our time, talent, and treasure. And it is that time of blessing that we are called to enter into. In the second reading today, we are reminded that our eyes do not see, our ears do not hear the wonder that God has made for us unless we are with God, unless we are united with Him in that action of love. And so I would ask you to please consider prayerfully contributing to the annual diocesan appeal, to our bishop's appeal this year. As we do every year, we ask that all members of the parish contribute in some large or small way, or small or large way, to this appeal, strengthening our diocese and our ability to share the good news of Jesus Christ with one another. And it is that sharing that we understand in that coming together, those embracing of the other in our lives that remind us of who we are called to be as beloved children of God, as His beloved sons and daughters. As we've been reading together for these past several months, and we'll continue to be doing throughout our Lenten season, this wonderful book, Resisting Happiness, Matthew Kelly reminds us what that looks like, what it looks like to participate in the kingdom of God, what it looks like to let our yes mean yes in embracing the plan, the joy, the blessing, the truth that God has for us in our lives. In chapter 29, he calls it, "Are you a pilgrim or are you a tourist?" Right? And really what he's asking is that there's a difference between just celebrating the big things of life or being attentive to all the small things around us. A pilgrim, as they go out throughout life, notices and cares for and blesses and is thankful for each and every step they take on their pilgrimage of life. They aren't there just for the big picture moments, but they're there for all of the things that happened, all the blessings, all the gifts that God shares with us. And that's really what we do when we support our local church here at St. Lucie's, our church in the diocese through the annual diocesan appeal, or the church around the world. We recognize that each step that we take is a blessing from God, and we share that rather than just being a tourist and saying, I'm only here for the big events, and then I'm gone. And I have a nice picture to remember it by, but it really hasn't changed my life. And so, once more, we thank you for the great generosity that you have shared with our parish here at St. Lucie's. We thank you for your continued generosity. And this is the envelope that was in the pew. You should have got one in the mail. If you didn't get one in the mail, that means you're not registered, most probably, or something has happened with the change of address. So please call the parish office to make sure that you are either registered. You can do that online also, or figure out why you didn't get one. I would ask you to take one home with you today if you have not yet brought your envelope tonight or contributed it in tonight, or if you do not have it at home, to take one home with you and then spend some time in prayer with family, asking that question of how we can do to support what we can do and how we can help to support our bishop. If you are unable to do it financially, and I understand that some of us are not able to financially help this appeal, please simply return the form with a little note in saying, I will pray for the success of the annual diocesan appeal, of the bishop's campaign. Your prayers are effective. I pray every day for the completion of the campaign fast and quick and generous, with a lot of generosity. The one promise that we do make is that once we make our goal, we stop talking about it, right? So if you all bring them back in next week and we all make our goal, then the following week, you don't have to hear my voice talk about the diocesan appeal again. But if you don't, then you get to hear Father Steve and I and other priests drone on and on and on and on about it. Certainly not in the homily, but in those long announcements after Mass that we often have. Once again, I do thank you very much for your presence here. And I'd be remiss if I did not also thank the presence of those who were our retreatants, who are high school students who were on retreat last weekend. They are here tonight to celebrate Mass with us. They, about this time last weekend, I imagine they were dragging into their house, ready to go to bed, realizing they had to do their homework for school the next day, though. So we thank them for that. So I invite those high school students that went on retreat to please stand. That wasn't all of them, right? But we thank those who came tonight. Are there any more over on this side? I saw someone stand up over there. Is it no? Yeah, there are much more than that. I promise you that. They're over there. I see a couple. Patty saying, "Stand up over there." Where are you at? No, you're not going to stand up, please. Yay! Okay. So we thank you guys for coming to celebrate with us tonight. I know that several of you were at Mass today. And they're wearing these really wonderful T-shirts, the ones that were very obedient. I see a couple guys back there who didn't do it. All right, I'll talk to you after Mass, okay? Please stand as we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, death, and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge living and the dead, and will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church.